This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Mixseed Society leases a farm on Holden Corso Road in Cedar on Vancouver Island from a foundation set up by benefactor Bernie Walsh, a real estate developer. Late last year, Mixseeds obtained government funding to help pay for a marketing plan and to set itself up for longer-term success. The organization now offers therapeutic and training programs at what they've named Cedar Woods Farm.
We're joined in the studio by Cedar Woods Farm Director Guy Langlois, student Ruth McClellan, and farm buddy Chicago Murphy. Welcome to People First Radio, all three of you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
Guy Langlois, tell us about how Cedar Woods Farm began and about its benefactor, Bernie Walsh.
A year ago, Bernie had purchased a property on Holden Corso Road where we run our therapeutic horticulture programs and our two farm worker programs and food training and farm worker skills. We have a long-term lease for the property, Bernie continues to support our organization with supplying some operating funding.
What was the assessment of need in the start of that work? Where did the idea come from?
Well, it was a concept that actually was thought up by a lady named Leanne Doré, and she had a vision of starting a therapeutic farm for people with mental illness and mental barriers, and so Bernie thought it was a good cause to support. He has a brother that suffers from mental illness also, so he feels that he wants to do something to give back to the community.
So why then is the farm important to the local area? And I'm reaching for something more than, let's say, providing food. I'm speaking in the direction of your programming.
Well, we serve people with mental illness or mentally challenged people or people with brain damage. There are several people in our community with these type of problems or barriers. The farm environment helps them reassociate themselves with society and gives them skills, improving their abilities and confidence in themselves. And that goes a long way to improving their well-being.
Guy, on December 12th, 2009, you told the Nanaimo Daily News that it was crucial that Mixseeds create a viable organization and that there were plans to hire new positions in marketing, program development, administration, and volunteer recruitment. Tell us more about that.
Well, through a job creation partnership with the Ministry of Housing and Social Development, we were able to hire four staff members, one in marketing, one in volunteer coordination, and one in the program development, and another person in administration. This has helped us quite a lot to develop our programs, and which brings us to this point in our development.
How have things then changed since the time that you've hired these staff, and how has the broader community responded to that?
We've been able to develop our three programs for offering the general public. One is our farm worker training program, where clients come out and become students of our programs and work learning farm skills, learning how to grow vegetables and fruits and herbs, and also attend to animals on the farm, chickens and goats that we have there. We will also be starting a therapeutic horticulture program within a month, where people would be coming to the farm with their care workers, such as via their agents and their staff, with their clients. And we'll be learning how to propagate herbs in a nice environment. And in the fall, we'll be offering a food preparation training program. We're presently installing a certified commercial kitchen at the farm, and the students will be learning how to prepare basic meals. They'll be involved in a lunch program that all the farm workers and the food preparation students and other people on the farm will be fed. And also the students will be taking home take-home dinner for supper. So we also encourage nutrition. So all the food from that'll be cooked in the program will be coming directly from the gardens, and eggs from the chickens, and we'll be cooking the food right there on the farm and feeding them good healthy food.
Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, you're a student at Cedar Woods Farm, and you're in the farm worker training program.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about your experiences there. What's it been like for you?
I'm having a good time.
What's a typical day look like in the farm training program? What do you do during the day there?
I do soil. I make soil blocks.
You're making soil blocks.
Soil block for them to put the plants into the soil.
Have you been doing that for a long time now, or are you going to about to move on to another task?
I've done it since May 17th.
Why did you enroll in this program?
I started out at Isabel's farm, but she couldn't have me at the farm because she didn't have the money.
Okay.
And then NACL heard about McSeeds, and Leanne, the helper, farmer's helper, took me out to see McSeeds, farm, and then after that I started.
So what you needed to do is find an environment in which there was some funding support.
Oh, I had funding. I paid for the course myself.
Well, what are some of the things that you are hoping to learn in the training program?
I'm hoping to learn lots so at the end of the course I get a job.
So for you, the goal is paid employment.
Yeah, paid employment.
Now, how long will you be in the farm training program?
For 5 months. Isn't that right, Gee?
That's right. Five months, and there's a two-month practicum. Yeah.
Okay, so the 5 months includes a two-month practicum, or that's added on?
It's added on, yeah.
Is that a paid practicum then?
Yeah, we're looking at that. Well, that's hopefully the case. It's to gain work experience out in the field with farmers, and there's been some interest in our farm community in hiring some of our students.
Yeah. Ruth, anything else that you'd like to add about your experience of being in the actual program activities?
It's really great. Did I do good talking into the microphone?
Absolutely.
Really good.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Ashta today. Cedar Woods Farm offers farm worker and food preparation training as well as therapeutic horticulture programs to persons with barriers such as mental and social challenges. The farm's programs are grounded in a mutually supportive, nurturing community and are guided by principles of empowerment and sustainability. We're joined in the studio by Cedar Woods Farm Director Guy Langlois, student Ruth McClellan, and farm buddy Chicago Murphy.
Chicago, what's involved in being a farm buddy?
Basically, we are growing organic vegetables in our backyard. It's farm. It's a huge place, and we're starting to make a soil mix. Mm-hmm. It's a couple, several ingredients which Ruth know very well, and making soil blocks, which is one quarter inch for sowing. Mm-hmm. Lots of seeds and beans, and then we waited for a week usually, and the seedling coming up. Then they move on to a 2-inch blocks, which we are making as well. Basically, I'm helping Luz and other clients to how to grow vegetables. I'm just a helper there, but we can guide them as well. And lots of work to do, but I'm really enjoying doing that because I can see they're developing well and really good job.
Chicago, what has brought you to doing this kind of work?
Right. I'm actually a student at the moment. I'm doing a horticulture therapy course at VIU, and I'm doing the first year, which is horticulture technician. We have a good classmates and everything, and this is my summer experience, and I'll be leave very soon. But I'm enjoying doing this very much.
Cedar Woods Farm has three programs: farm worker training, which Ruth is involved in,
yes,
food preparation training, and therapeutic horticulture. Tell us a bit more of each of these programs.
Okay. Well, the therapeutic horticulture program involves growing herbs, aromatic herbs, medicinal herbs, and culinary herbs. The culinary herbs will be used in our farm gate, for sale in our farm gate, and also in our kitchen to prepare meals. And we'll be selling them at the farmers markets. Students get involved in the propagation of the plants and by harvesting the plants and creating value-added products from the herbs, maybe sachets and tea bags and things like that that we can prepare for people to buy or serve at our cafe at the farm. And then we have our food preparation training program, which will teach them kitchen skills and food preparation skills, how to use a knife properly, how to use commercial equipment like mixers and dishwashers, and how to wash dishes properly and keep everything clean, so that they can go out in the world and in our community and work as a kitchen helper in a commercial kitchen environment.
We have just a few moments left in our discussion today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation. Why don't we start with you, Ruth?
Oh, it's a really nice place. It's a really nice place to work.
That sounds like a recommendation to others who might be interested enrolling. Chicago, any thoughts that you'd like to share?
Yeah, we need more volunteers to help us. Our activities going because more volunteers and volunteer we have is great, very helpful. But if we can have more volunteers, that'd be great.
What sorts of things are volunteers needed for right now?
I think anybody is willing to help us, willing to work with people. People are very nice here, but anything willing to help us, we are always welcome.
Thank you, and Guy.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Mr. Bernie Walsh for his support over the years here, and ask for the community to support the development at Nuttall Ridge. This is a really good example for how our community can come together and help each other. Typically, people look at developers and big businesses not supporting community, and this is a really good example or model that Bernie's showing our community. I'm hoping it'll encourage other organizations and companies to do similar things and support their community. So we're hoping that the community will support the initiative.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come and join us today. It was very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Guy Langlois is director of the Cedar Woods Farm. Ruth McClellan is a student in the Farm Worker Training Program at Cedar Woods. And Chicago Murphy is a farm buddy and a second-year horticulture therapy student at Vancouver Island University. You can find the Cedar Woods Farm online at www.mcseeds.org. That's mcseeds.org.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.